Shalom, shalom. Once again, it's your brother Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Lewi Ben Israel. And I just want to give thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there and is by saying hallelujah. And may he bless my words today to convey the feelings of love, mercy, and compassion, and learning to all the people that's striving to be righteous or just whoever's trying to learn something new. You know, in this world that we live in is filled with a lot of negativity. And, you know, one thing about living is a process. And, you know, it's a learning experience. We're here to learn just about anything you can think of, really. But I want to try to teach and help other people learn about the Creator, the great architect, you know, and the, you know, for the people who don't believe in the higher power. And the reason I call him a great architect is because this world is based on mathematics. You know, you look at anything, everything is based on mathematics. And everything seems to be designed. It takes a mind to do that. So I just wanted to bring that point forward. And just hope everybody has an open mind and understand, helping understand. And absorb the true meaning of the Torah. You know, I left off talking about, you know, the Omer count. We're still on that. So, you know, the law is very functional and it has purpose. And we look around on the planet and it just seems like something's missing. And this is one of them, you know. The Omer count deals with a lot of things, and so far we touched on judgment, measurement, standard, you know, changing, and characteristic traits. Well, that sound like human stuff, right? Things that help human beings attain a higher way of thinking. And you're talking about the mind, right? We're talking about your mind. We're talking about your spirit. And I talked about heart and your mind being the same thing. You know, they are. And it's that way for a reason. Okay, so once again, we are still on the Omer count. And hold on just a sec. Let's see. Yes, we're on the Omer count. So the Omer count is very deep. It's very transforming, because once again we were commanded to start the Omer count when we started the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we ended up on the mountain to receive the Torah at the end of 7 weeks in one day. And the Most High hand delivered us the Torah. Doesn't that sound very important? Doesn't that sound like something we need to take heed to? That the Creator Himself hand delivered the Torah to us? He delivered that to Israel. The so-called black man, so-called black woman, and the so-called black child. We are the children of Israel. And we were supposed to take this and spread it across the whole world, so the whole world can live in peace. But we disobeyed the Creator, right? And I might have said this before, but if I haven't, I'll say it again. And if I did, this is something that we all need to hear all the time. Now, there's 613 laws, they say. But in mankind's rebellion against the law of the Creator, we have created 5 million laws, more than 5 million laws. So how could that make any sense? Right? And that sounds like something that the Creator set up. You know, I want you to look and see what your life is like without me. How's our lives today? Are they filled with righteousness and love? There's not a lot of love on the planet, as we can turn on the news and see. If there's a lot, there's not enough. Right? So the Omer count. We left off with a definition of standard. And we're going to go into another Hebrew word for standard. And that word is it's spelled, the Nun and the Samek. And it means, I have to look that word up. I neglected to put that word in there, the transliterated form, so that we could see that. Okay, but let's just get to the meaning. Okay, so it means something lifted up, standard, signal, pole, ensign, banner, sail, something lifted up, a token to be seen far off, a banner such as was set up on high mountains, especially in case of an invasion, when it showed the people where to assemble. It showed the people where to assemble. Okay, the root means to be lifted up, meaning dubious, displayed. And that word is found in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16. And I'll read that. Hallelujah. They shall be as the stones of a diadem lifting themselves up in his hand. And for the root, Psalm 60, verse 6. The Most High has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. I know this doesn't look like anything, but the key word here is meet out. M-E-T-E. It is spelled the mem to the let and the delet, and it means measurement. This Torah is meant to be passed down from generation to generation, and this is why we see the Nun in this word, in the first word. The Nun means seed, continue, hair, and sun. And in the modern tongue, it means fish, moving, activity, and life. And here we are again, right? Dealing with movement, activity, right? Activity means movement. 70% of the Hebrew language is an action or verb tense, Sleepa. Right? And seed equals thoughts. You know, we had a spiritual tongue in us, right? Seed equals thoughts. Okay, we see in words here to deal with genetics, not stopping or action. And science has actually proved that thoughts are handed down from generation to generation. This is why we were sick. And by that I mean, like, you inherit diseases And diseases on a metaphysical level deals with your spirit. Where are your thoughts at? Like, I mean, just Google emotional ties to your organs, and you'll find that that is the truth. You know, kidneys might deal with fear. Your lungs, I know for a fact, deals with sadness and grief. So if you have asthma and breathing problems, you have grief in your spirit. And then these diseases can be rectified through diet and meditation. We can heal ourselves, right, with our mind. The Samech in this word, or the Samech just means thorn, grab, hate, protect. And in the modern Hebrew, it means a prop, support, and turn. You see that? Torah is amazing. You want to talk about what's family support, right? Because the Noon deals with family, deals with see, continue, hair, and the Samech deals with support. The family standard. What's the family thought structure? Where does that come from? Does it come from the male or does it come from the female? That's right. It comes from the male. The male are the seed carriers. They are the thought carriers. So when a man impregnates a woman, she conceives, right? So what does that word conceive mean? You know, I feel like I have to deviate off the writing, and let's look at the word conceive. Give me just a second. The word conceive. Okay, so the word conceive, to become pregnant with, to cause, to begin. Look at that, originate. To cause, to begin. In the Omer count, we have a beginning and an end. Right? We are trying to get back to the beginning, to the way things were in Genesis. Right? To take into one's mind. Look at that. Physical and spiritual, right? Being pregnant deals with physical. To take into one's mind deals with the spiritual. And this Torah teaches us about opposites. He told us that in the beginning also. In the book of Genesis, it says, man now knows good and evil. To form a conception of. Imagine. You know one of the best ways to brainwash yourself? It is to imagine that you already have what you are seeking. So if you're seeking to be a wholehearted servant, you have to imagine yourself as being that. And you know when? Best time to meditate on that is in the morning when you first wake up and when you go to bed. Okay, to apprehend by reason or imagination, understand, to have as an opinion, to become pregnant, to have a conception. Okay, let's see. Synonyms for this word, let's go there. Let's look at that. Okay, what did you just do? Okay, so it says to appreciate, apprehend, assimilate. Look at that. Assimilate? It's assimilate into what? Behold, catch on, cognize, compass, comprehend. Look at that, cotton. What is this word doing here? We were slaves. Decipher, decode, dig, discern, get, grasp, intuit, know. Make out, perceive, recognize, register, savvy, see, siege, sense, tumble, twig, and understand. Look at that. How did we get there? From one letter in the word standard. Led us to the word conceive, and it led us to all these other words that deal with something on a spiritual level. Something that deals with education. Something that deals with transformation. Right? Because we saw the word assimilate. Okay? So let's look at the word assimilate. To take into the mind and thoroughly understand. That's what this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to convey. For you to take this Torah into your mind and thoroughly understand it. And look at the example sentence. Students need to assimilate new concepts. Right? To take in and utilize as nourishment. Right? We're talking about knowledge here. We're talking about something that you take into your mind and you consume it like you're eating something. Right? It says to absorb into the system. What happens when you absorb something into your mind? What happens when you assimilate and absorb this Torah into your mind? Sound like something good, don't it? Sound like the Most High knows what he's doing. And when are we supposed to do this? When are we supposed to observe the law? Observe the law. Day and night. And this is why this is not a religion. This is a way of life. What if people throw away all their other beliefs? What if the world absorbed this way of life? A law that's dealing with peace, right? And I talked about it before. This Omer count deals with judgment. Judgment coincides with justice. I want you to think about all the mothers that had their children taken away from with gun violence, drug violence, and everything else. And the killer hasn't been caught. How does that rest in these people's spirit? Do they find peace because a killer is walking around who took one of their loved ones? No. No. They are not in peace because they haven't received judgment or justice. Or should I say justice or judgment, right? These things have not been received. So they're not living in peace. So the world needs judgment. This is what one of the attributes of the Omer count conveys to us. We need justice and judgment in this world. Without it, there is no peace. No justice, no peace. And one day we're going to study more intently in this word judgment. Okay? So we know that we are to absorb this. We are to be assimilated, like Star Trek and the Borg, right? You will be assimilated. Changed. But we need the support of the Creator and the family. It takes a village to raise a child. Okay, so standard. What else do we have about standard? A structure built for or serving as a base or support. Let me read that again. Standard, a structure built for or serving as a base of support. Besides the Most High, the standard, the seed carrier, is your support. He carries the thoughts. Your thoughts is what supports you. And you hear me talk about this often, about the mind and how it can be changed on a subconscious level just by watching TV, listening to the wrong music, right? We can go, you look at what they call it, what's a program, right? You watching your favorite TV program, you know, you watching a broadcast, you listening to a broadcast. You define that word broadcast and tell me what you see, right? A broadcast, let's say a broadcast spreader, like you're trying to plant some grass seed, right? You broadcasting thoughts. That's what they're doing. When you're listening to the wrong music, when you watching the wrong TV programs. Look at what's on TV today. Does it look like something is helping us or not? These fakeality shows was what I call them. Reality TV. Right? Okay, support means to endure. And that deals with the wilderness walk. And I say that all the time, that we are in the wilderness / captivity right now. And you think about our forefathers in the wilderness. What did that look like? In all my righteousness and mercy, we are in the wilderness right now. And we have a blueprint to look back to at our forefathers to see how they behaved and how they got cut off. So why would we want to cut ourselves off from the Creator? How not to get caught off? Not to do as our forefathers did. Right? Okay, so support deals with to endure. And, you know, you can hear me say all these kind of little sayings, right? The race don't belong to the fastest, but to the one who endures. Okay, so bravely, quietly, and we're talking about the wilderness, quietly deals with not complaining. Bear. To uphold or defend as valid right. Look at that. Is that what we need? We see Black Lives Matter movement and all these other movements that came out of all our people getting shot down in the streets by police. To uphold or defend as valid or right. So, we can see the Almighty's hand moving in the earth to get us moving. Right? And I say it all the time. You look at how we have been getting shot down in the street. And how can we say that the hand of the Almighty is not involved in that? How can we say that there is purpose behind everything? He is behind everything. Get us to look at and hear those words, no justice, no peace. To get us to think about what is true judgment? What is true? What is true justice? What is true judgment? We're not getting it here, right? Okay, so advocate. Assist, help. You see that? Listen up, the standard of the Almighty is your support. It assists you, it helps you to provide a substantiation. Right? Corroborate. I know I messed that word up, right? That deals with brotherhood. To pay the cost of, right? No pain, no gain. To pay the cost. And it's like I said, we have to earn everything. And it sounds contradictory contradictory. I can't talk today. When I talked about reparations, but that's Torah. Okay, so we're going to receive something. We earned certain rights just because of slavery, but we still have to live our lives every day. We still have to earn a living, right? It's just like you think about, like I said, when we came out of Egypt, yeah, we earned what we took from the Egyptians, but we still had to put in the work right after that, right? In the wilderness. Okay, so moral support. To provide a basis for the existence or substance. To hold up or serve as a foundation or prop for. Right? To keep from fainting, yielding, or losing courage. Look at that. This law is to help you, to keep you from fainting. It keeps you, it makes you stronger. It gives you courage. Because what the Most High said about us following his law, he talked about being righteous, and he surrounds those who serve him in gladness to the point to where he don't even stomp his toe. Right? Comfort. Support equals comfort. Look at that. To keep something going. That's action. Right? This law is meant to keep us going. The Omer count is to keep us going. This is about our wilderness walk / captivity. This is motivation, right? For all those who may be down and out, start following the law. Start crying to the Most High. Let's see if he supports you. Let's see if he assists you. Let's see if he helps you. Let's see if he supports you. Right? The family, right? Well, who else supports you on a physical level? Supposed to. We are supposed to love each other. We're supposed to love each other, and our families are supposed to support us. Right? You lean on your family. That deals with brotherhood. Cooperation. We can't do everything alone, right? We had to call on our strength together. And we look at also, who is our strength? Who is our other source of strength? Physical and spiritual. On a spiritual level, of course, it's the Most High. And he tells us that in Psalms 18, verse 2. Let me read that for you. Hallelujah. The Most High is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Most High is my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Right? Look at that. That deals with a flag, doesn't it? High deals with a flag. You don't see flags on the ground. Buckler deals with support, right? You can't tell me the Most High don't have a sense of humor, right? How many people you see walking with their pants down because they don't have a belt and a buckler on? Wow, right? And it's like I said, the Most High, he does have a sense of humor. Yes. This is very funny. This is, oh my goodness. This is, okay. Okay, so the Torah. As long as we follow the Torah, he will be our rock and our buckler. Now, these people walking around with their pants down, don't even have support to hold their pants up. Okay, so buckler in this verse is spelled, let me get that for you. I want to be certain this time. I want to be very certain. Buckler. All right, computer. Buckler. Psalms 18:2. Okay, here we go. The Mem, the Gamel, and the Nun. Look at that. How did the Nun get there? How did the Gamel get there? Right? Because we talked about the Gamel. It deals with your thoughts. Where are these people's thoughts? Whose pants are hanging down? It can't be on the Most High because they're showing us their nakedness. And then you know how Almighty feel about nakedness, right? And we haven't really touched on that yet, but nakedness deals with ignorance. And that's ignorant, right? Somebody walking down the street with their pants hanging down, you can see their underwear. That's ignorant. You know? And the root of this word, which is very amazing, is the Gamel and the Nun. And what does that spell? The God. You know what that is? That's the Garden of Eden. And, you know, I touched on it for a second, and that deals with something very amazing. The concept of so above, so below. The Garden of Eden was a physical place and a spiritual place. And I found out by breaking down the book of Genesis that the heavenly garden is heaven. And when he sent us down to earth and he placed us in the Garden of Eden on earth, he said he gave us coats of skin. And I said before, does that mean he placed animal skins on us? Or human skin? We were spiritual beings first in the Garden of Eden in heaven. Then we came down to earth. And we receive coats of skin, human skin, flesh. Okay. So, let's see. Where are we at? Okay, so let's see. I'll stop here. And we'll pick back up shortly. And until next time, I just have to say, love you very much. And may the Most High bless thee and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee. May he lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.